Hare Krishna. Monumental triviality is still a triviality. Sometimes some sports fans become so obsessed with their favorite sports that the fate of their favorite team seems to be like a matter of life or death for them. And if their team loses, they feel as if it is the end of the world. And some extremist fans may even, out of frustration, end their life. Such a horrific tragedy it is. Now, yes, the result of a match, of a game, may be important in its context. But its context itself is not very important. It's after all a game. A game that will be forgotten soon in the future. A game that doesn't matter in terms of providing our spiritual needs. That doesn't matter in terms of our real problems or our real needs. So a certain group of people may make a trivial thing very important. They may make a triviality important, but it still remains a triviality. At best, a monumental triviality. They may make something small very big, but still it remains a big small thing. Not a big thing at all. So, but the power of association is so powerful, so influential, that it can completely distort our perspective. So, for example, if we say associate with cricket fans, then that association their cricket mania will rub off on us. And we may also become maniac about cricket without even realizing it. And we may become frustrated because a particular match was lost. Although a few months or a few years ago or some other time, we wouldn't care about it at all. So the point here is that association determines our perceptions and perspectives. So that's why the Bhagavad Gita tells us that we need to stay detached from the general mass of people. Vivikta desha sevitvam aratir jana samsadi. Aratir jana samsadi. General mass of people have their kind, their values, and we need to be distance ourselves from them. Now, someone may say that, if I detach myself from these things, then won't I have to live a emotionally barren life without any excitement? No, not at all. Actually, detachment, as is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, is not meant to make us emotionally barren. Rather, it is to enrich us emotionally by enabling us to judiciously invest our emotions in things that matter. In things that bring real fulfillment. So now, how do we go ahead? So what is it actually that truly is valuable? What is it that truly matters? What is vital? We are at our core souls. And what we have gone through many lifetimes. And in various lifetimes, depending on our physical, social, cultural settings, we have been maniac about various things. And now we don't even remember those manias. So, what actually matters to us, what is vital for us, is our consciousness. For that is the only thing that goes with us. And what brings lasting fulfillment is the attraction of our consciousness to Krishna. For He is the source of all happiness. In fact, whatever attractiveness is present in anything is just a spark of the attractiveness of Krishna. So, whatever pleasure can come from sports, that is only an infinitesimal drop as compared to the fulfillment that can come from connection with Krishna. So, when we practice Bhagavad Gita and invest our emotion in Krishna, we will get such emotional enrichment by that. The resulting emotional fulfillment will be so enriching that we will feel feel distancing ourselves from mundane manias, not as a restriction or deprivation, not as barrenness. Rather, we will see those manias as deprivers of real emotional richness that lies in the relationship with Krishna, in devotion to Krishna. Thank you.